Okay, so you can see there's variations on it. You could do, you know, you could do the first part just like we did before till you explode it, and then find out what the metaphors are. But often you get these very rich, deep kind of metaphors. This is sort of a spiritual one. So it's, you know, when it's at those deeper neurological levels, often it's going to be a very, very good thing.
One thing I want to comment on that Tim did that's not in your notes is putting the plexiglass shield up, which is sometimes if you're working with someone and they are dealing with a big issue and they pull something out, there's that little worry that it could come back or bounce back. And so that's the purpose of the plexiglass shield, is it's another form of disassociation. So it's a way to not only help desensitize from whatever you are that you're dealing with, but also it helps, it's another way to help keep it out there as well.
So actually try this. Imagine you had a piece of glass in your hand that's this big. You could hold it. And hold it below where you can look over it. And then lift it up and notice what happens. If you put it up in front of you, what does that do to your state of mind? Notice how it detaches you more from the environment? Literally do it. Notice what happens. So a lot of times you find that if you use one of these plexiglass kind of things, it makes a big difference. Sometimes you have somebody say, it keeps popping back in or something. Well, if the plexiglass is there, then you've got a way to keep it from doing that too. So what questions do you have about how to do this?
This is in your notes. And by the way, you can see in your notes that the formatting is starting to kind of
get away from
really
us.
Really get off course as you go through. So it's a little bit off in there, but we're on page 19 and 20. So the process that Tim just did is also on page 19 and 20. So we've.
Or if you did your mind map, you can just do it off of that.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I find that you often learn more if you do something like this and do it. Operate off your own version of it rather than going through the notes so much. Questions on how to do it? Yes, Irma?
We want to ask for the meaning each time.
You want to find out what's the meaning in the gift.
Mm-hmm. Just and, one time? Or?
Well, remember when it came back as a star, and I said, what's the meaning in that? And he said, well, now this time it's a bright light with rays coming out. Mm-hmm. And he said, light has two meanings. And that's what came to it. I mean, being physically light, or it could mean the light. I said, do you want to bring in that energy or send it out? And he said, let's send it out for more resources. Then he got this angel. And then from those two things, he could really create a new story that was going to support him at a different level. So
now, sometimes people might not know in the moment what the gift means. And so better than to just say, okay, we'll just send it out and bring it back. And even then, if they still don't know, bring it in. And what we found is once they actually bring it in, they can almost always make
meaning of it. Get more meaning from it.
Get more meaning of it after that. So
when you say, do you just do it once? Do it as do whatever you need to do to be successful. So you might ask it three or four times. Just again, we want to be really respectful because, you know, a star could mean something else to me, and I don't want to put that on Sunny, but if Sunny got, I have no idea, a star, what is that? Then I might offer a possibility and see if he could play against that or something. So,
any other questions about the process only? Okay, well,
find your partner and go ahead and do this second piece.
In groups of two, then with your partner.
I would think it would take 20 minutes each to do it. So find your partner and go ahead. I think about 20 minutes each to be thorough with this will be enough time. You can do it with the same partner. It's going to be easier. They already know your story.